If you ever want to go someplace, how do you know how to get there? How do you know how to get there? A map. Y'all know what a paper map looks like? Have you ever seen a paper map? You have. Okay, they're becoming, you know, not very popular anymore. How come? So here's a map of Illinois. And look at all those squiggly lines. They look like veins, don't they? Yeah, and you want to go from one place to another, you get on a road and it's all marked and it tells you how to get there. But there's an easier way, isn't there?
Yes.
Sure is. You can just pull out your phone and you pull up maps and Google or whatever you have. And here is a map of Forest City. Right? Sure is. Forest City, there it is. It's even outlined for it, and you can blow it up, and you can see the individual streets and the names of the, come on, names of the, and even the buildings, can't you?
No, it's out.
What's that? It's out? Oh, didn't stay big, did it? Well, anywho. Anyway, that's what you can do, right, on a phone. You can look on there, and you can see the individual places where you want to go. That's pretty cool. Okay, man, it does its own thing. So that's why this is maybe better. It tells you how to get there. Well, in the Bible, we are told that wise men, have you ever heard of wise men, the three wise men? Even though there weren't three, there was wise men. They came and they wanted to find Jesus. Did they have a map like this? They didn't have maps like this back then. Did they have a smartphone? No. Did they have a phone? They didn't have a phone. How did they know how to get there? Because they were like 800 miles away. They lived in present-day Iraq. Jesus was born in Israel. That's a long ways off. How did they know how to get there? God showed them. He gave them a star. And there was a bright, unusual star in the sky. And they believed that was the indication that the Messiah was born. So they followed that star for, who knows, long, long time. And it brought them to Jerusalem. Jesus wasn't in Jerusalem. So they asked Herod, or they went to the king, Herod. He says, Herod, we want to find this new king. Where is he? Well, he didn't know. He didn't want a new king anyway, because he was king, so he was kind of miffed. But he asked the teachers and the religious leaders, and they says, oh, he's to be born in Bethlehem. Well, how do we get there? And they told him, go down this street and go down this way and whatever. And also God gave him a star. So they followed the directions, and they followed the star, and where did they end up? In Bethlehem, where Jesus was, okay? And they worshiped him. Well, people are still looking for Jesus today. Wise men, wise women, wise children, boys and girls, we're all looking for Jesus, aren't we? How do we know how to get there? How do we find him? The star? No.
With God.
With God. How would he tell us how to get there? There's a thing called the Bible. That's God's roadmap to find Jesus or for Jesus to find us. And so we need to read the Bible, have it read to us, learn the Bible, because that is God's roadmap to him and to heaven. Okay? We can't find him any other way. Many other people say, oh yeah, do this, go here and do this, that, and the other thing. They're not telling us the truth because there is only one truth about God, the Bible. And that's why it's so important to learn it through Sunday school, at home, and wherever. Okay? How do we find Jesus? The Bible. Very good. So make sure you read it. Here you go. You can have some fun with your bulletin.